This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, February 24th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. President Donald Trump said today that his tariffs on Canada and Mexico are starting next month. The statement ends a month-long suspension on the planned import taxes that could potentially hurt economic growth and worsen inflation. Trump has claimed that other countries charge unfair import taxes that have come at the expense of domestic manufacturing and jobs. But Trump claims that the import taxes would ultimately generate revenues to reduce the federal budget deficit and new jobs for workers. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. The Minnesota Democrat tells Lydia Johnson she supports a more efficient government.
I am all for figuring out how to make the federal government work more efficiently and more productively. And, there's been a lot of talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. It's always very difficult to actually find that waste, fraud, and abuse. But wherever it is, we need to track it down and we need to end it. I'm not here fighting for the status quo. I want to make sure that things are working better for people.
Smith says she doesn't agree with the DOGE process of employee reductions.
The first thing is that these staff reductions at USDA, they seem to be just sort of willy-nilly without any thought or even any real understanding about what these different parts of USDA do. So, for example, you're seeing folks let go, probationary people let go, whose job it is to make sure that farmers and producers can get technical assistance and can get hooked up with federal grants. These are probationary folks because they've been going through like a year or so of training, and just as they're about to be finished with that training, they're now being let go.
Smith says firings at USDA have been misguided.
This is a huge issue with the avian flu, with avian influenza, but it's also a big deal for people who were thinking about African swine fever or foot and mouth disease and what it means for biosurveillance.
Smith is quite concerned about the loss of the Food for Peace program.
And now the question is, where do we go from here? I'm just concerned about the commitment of this administration to continuing this going forward. And I hope that everybody will speak out about this, because it is it's a very important part of our national security, as well as supporting the food and ag sector here at home.
Smith says she's concerned about staff reductions, budget cuts, and the services that those employees provide under budget reconciliation.
Now, I'm pretty concerned about the direction that it is going and the impact that it will have on the things that are really important to rural America, like health insurance and like nutrition assistance and like housing and like childcare. So we ought to be able to come up with a way of working on these issues in a bipartisan way. And I hope that we can get back to that point. We're not there right now.
Smith announced last week that she will not seek re-election. She understands the need for a new farm bill and the certainty it provides farmers and ranchers.
I'm really proud of Senator Klobuchar, Representative Craig, and their leadership on the committee. And we also have a really strong representation from the upper Midwest. I'm hoping that we can have a fresh start. The need to pass a farm bill is really intense.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Well, the early commodity trade was dominated by traders reacting to plans from the Trump administration regarding higher fees of up to $1 million for each Chinese-built ship calling on U.S. ports. The fee would be based on the size of the company's Chinese fleet. Given the portion of Chinese-built ships used by major shipping providers, that additional cost would affect freight prices for U.S. importers and exporters. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers. That's fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.